It's in its fourth year now, and you've had six teams competing, and you're hoping to maybe get to eight this year.
Yeah, well, we've had roughly 50 to 60 people turn up every weekend, and this year we're hoping to get an influx of players coming from the picking section of fourth and Sassafras, yep.
Seasonal migrant workers you're talking about, fruit pickers and that, yeah.
Hoping to put in a couple of teams from them and to make it eight teams for this season.
Okay, now what was the idea behind establishing the league? What we hear from a lot of sports these days is that people aren't prepared to commit to regular training and regular competition, so this could be tailor-made for those sort of people, couldn't it?
That's definitely tailor-made for some people, but I came back from WA playing soccer over there for the last 20 years and there wasn't a social league happening at that time, and I thought, well, let's try and get something going, and 4 years later we've got something going. So
you just have a bit of a kick around on Sunday, but obviously you have rules and it's refereed like a normal game of soccer, but I guess there's less pressure for people to actually train for. They can just turn up on Sunday and have a kick if they're part of a team.
Yeah, basically our training is Sunday, but obviously once you step over that white line, it becomes like a proper soccer game. There's no referees. We sort of referee ourselves. There's results, and there's a ladder that I post in our website, so it's fairly dinkum, but very relaxed.
Okay, and hence the name, the Social Super League. So, and is it just for men at this stage, or is it mixed, or how does it work?
No, the ladies and girls can play as well, so we're sort of looking from 16 upwards, and anyone can come down and have a kick and, have fun.
Okay, now it's on Sunday, so what sort of time of the day do you do this, Michael?
So we're looking at 12 and 1 p.m. kickoff. So we try, if we're going to have the six or eight teams, we normally have two games at 12 and two games at 1 o'clock.
And these are all at Valley Road in Devonport.
Yep, on the synthetic surface at the back.
Wow! So you got the synthetic surface. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's been going for a while.
Yeah, and with the numbers, like you've got six teams, do you find that you've just got the bare 11 that you need each time, or is there opportunities for someone that
we try and get a seven-a-side game, so we're playing on half a pitch.
Ah, right, yep,
and, but it can go from five-a-side some weekends when there's not enough numbers to, if it blows out, it can go to 11-a-side.
Yeah, people can't regularly commit, then this is really right up there,
unfortunately, no. Yeah. So we've had... The average has been 50 to 60 people turn up every Sunday, but last season we have had up to 100 people throughout the year turn up, so this was good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Like I said, it's only in Devonport at this stage. Have you had any interest from outside of Devonport?
Well, this year we might have a group from Ulverston join up again. When I first started, we had some from Burnie and Somerset, but obviously it sort of died out a bit.
Okay. It's not tomorrow, it's next Sunday when you start, but how do people find out more about it? You mentioned a website.
Well, they can either inquire through the Devonport Strikers website, or we've got our messenger page on Social Super League Devonport, or otherwise I can give you my phone number, they can contact me directly.
Okay, terrific, Michael. Good luck with it all. Well done on getting it up and running, because I know it'll appeal to a lot of people. As I said very early in the piece here, there's a lot of sports that are struggling for players because they just can't commit on a regular basis. This is perfect for them.
And then just the registration is just $65 for the season.
For the season, okay. Well, good luck with it, Michael. Thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you, Martin.